Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm kind of sorry.
Walaikum assalam.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, no problem.
I'll put myself on mute. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah bless us.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. We are here today for another Jumu'ah prayer meeting in Los Angeles. And one of the many, we appreciate all the different centers that are observing the Jumu'ah prayer today, doing as we are commanded in the Holy Quran, which is to stop everything that we're doing and join together for the Jumu'ah prayer service, congregational prayer service of all of the Muslims the world over. I'm your instructor for today, Muhammad Khatib, and we're going to go ahead and open up the Jumu'ah with the authentic khutbah. It's called Khutbah al-Hajah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him. He always opened up all of his talks with these words. And we say, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati ahmalana man yahdi allahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يدلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له And in the English translation, all we're saying is praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, do not hang up. We have another call coming in. We have to stop this one. Let's see. I can. Okay. And all it says is praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads to stray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We are joined together. Walaikum assalam. Stay on the line, please. Alhamdulillah. So we have merged the calls. Make sure that your phone is on mute if you can. We thank Allah for guiding us and giving us the opportunity to make our Jumu'ah today in Los Angeles, California. This is the 15th day of Shawwal in the Arabic calendar, the year 1444. And it began the year that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, entered the city of Medina, escaping from the persecution that the Muslims were going through, he and the Muslims were going through in the city. And so our calendar date today is the year 1444, the month of Shawwal, and the day is the 15th day. And on the Western calendar, this is, it's called the Gregorian calendar. It's the 5th of May, the year 2023. We thank Allah for guiding us and giving us this time on earth, giving us a lifetime. And we're all challenged with various challenges, and we have to stay the course as Muslims. We have not only our own calendar, but we have our own and the real way of life. It is the original way of life that Allah intended for us. And that original way of life that Allah intended for us is for us to worship Him alone, to follow the do's and the don'ts of what the Islamic religion teaches us, what our culture is all about. We're not following the world, brothers and sisters. That's the one thing we need to get through our heads, is that we cannot follow this world. Allah says if you were to follow them, this society or many other societies of the world, most of them, if you follow most of the societies of the world, it says in the Arabic or in the Holy Quran, it says, وَإِن تُبْتِ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُذِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. That if you were to follow the common behavior, the usual behavior of those on earth, Quran doesn't say your country, it says on earth. If you were to follow the usual behavior of those on earth, it will lead you away. They will lead you away from the way of Allah. They follow nothing but conjecture, guesswork. They just their do's and their don'ts, their likes and their what they want to do, their do's and don'ts. Their likes and their dislikes, their whims. You're following nothing but their guesswork, and they do nothing but lie. That's what that verse translated into English is talking about. But that's a verse from the Holy Quran. It's in the Holy Quran. And that's our book that we follow, that we follow every day. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, over 1,400 years ago, began to be revealed on the night of power during the month of Ramadan, which we just finished last month. And that Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar calendar, the month of fasting for the Muslims, and we're celebrating the Holy Quran being revealed to us, to revealed to Prophet Muhammad SAW for us. And it's the guidance that the creator of the heavens and the earth, we call Allah, and he says that, that to him belongs the most beautiful names. So call on him by them. So call Father Uhu Biha. The most beautiful names belong to Allah. So call on him by those beautiful names. And we know that he's the most merciful. Number one, he's the creator of everything that exists. He is the maker, the shaper. He's the one that gives you your forms and your colors. He is the one who watches over you. He is the one who is the cherisher and sustainer of you. He loves you. He loves the whole creation. And he's got it exactly how he wants it. And we have to realize that. So don't follow the world looking for the answers from them. Because these disobedient, wild people, guessers, liars, whimsical people, they do not have the real answers for you. Look at how they try to give you the horoscope to live by, give you gambling to live by, they give you liquor to drink to live by, they give you the drugs. You're supposed to be living. These people are self-narcotizing, self-medicating, so-called medicating with drugs, but they're not getting healthier. Medicine makes you healthier. Medicine brings you relief. You're not getting healthier by following them. You get sicker and sicker and crazier by following the life of this world. So Allah has revealed for us the original religion, starting with Adam, the first human being, and given Adam the requirements, knowledge for the requirements that a human being needs to live. But rebellion started right away. One of his sons killed the other. I mean, in the very beginning. So is it any wonder if they kept that up, why the world or how the world fell into a situation where killing is going on all the time? They're making more and more weapons, more and more dangerous weapons, more and more schemes and ways to slaughter each other. They want to slaughter their children through abortions. They want to slaughter the elderly. They want to slaughter, take your stuff. You worked your whole life, and here they come, taking it from you. Take your life, take your things, rob you, steal you. This is not just individuals, brothers and sisters. I hope I'm not talking too fast. This is not just individuals doing this. You've got whole armies and organizations and syndicates and mafias and cartels that will amass and collect themselves together, amass their resources and collect themselves together to attack you, to take from the innocent.
to control the weak and those who cannot defend themselves. I know what I'm talking about, and you know what I'm talking about. So why would you get into a situation or into a mindset where you're listening to them and following them and obeying them when we have been taught as Muslims to know, I'm talking to the Muslim when I said it, when we have, as Muslims have been taught to know that they are inspired by the devil. The devil is their leadership, or like Jesus called them, peace be upon him. He said the devil is their father, their leader. You know, he's the one who inspires them and orders them and commands them what is shameful, what is wicked, what is evil, what is terrible and destructive for all of mankind. And he wants to control as many people as he can. And if you obey Satan, then he'll let you live so you can do his will. But if you disobey Satan and you try to escape or you try to figure out ways to get away from him, he sends his army on you all the time to tempt you away from the way of Allah. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how to successfully evade Satan, attack Satan. You know, we're supposed to hate Satan. We don't love his way. We hate his way. We've got a ritual at the Hajj when we go on the pilgrimage. We throw stones symbolically. We throw little pebbles, which is symbolically throwing our will, Allah's will, throwing righteousness against and at evil to knock his brain out. Allah says in the Holy Quran that we knock the fool bil haqi al al batili. We hurl the truth against falsehood and knock out his brain. I forget exactly how to say it in Arabic sometimes. But we don't want to be with Satan. We want to use truth. We want to use knowledge to knock the devil's head off, to knock his brain out. Allah says, when we do that, knock the fool bil haqi al al batili. That's it. That's the verse. We hurl the truth against falsehood and knock out its brain, knock out Satan's thinking, knock out his approaches to us, knock out his attempts to knock us out and to destroy us and to confuse us and to terrify us and to make our lives miserable. Don't you see how miserable a place it can be in this society most of the time? Because some agency or some person or some group, some criminals, some insane and wicked people and agencies and groups are constantly coming at you to tamper with your life, to alter your peace, to tamper with your peace, to make you disobey Allah. And that's what Satan said from the very beginning. He said, Allah, if you'll give me time, my Lord, if you'll give me time, yes, Allah is Satan's Lord too. No one can control Allah. No one can manage Allah. No one can destroy Allah. One of Allah's attributes, whether you know it or not, is the great destroyer too. One of his attributes is the controller. One of his attributes is the all-strong. We need to study the attributes of Allah so we'll know where we're going. We'll know what's right and we'll know what's wrong. We'll be able to see because one of Allah's attributes, one of his attributes is the light, the one who illuminates everything. In fact, if we pray to Allah, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah, he said prayer is illumination. Prayer lets you see. Prayer strengthens you. It improves your vision. And you should get more strength after you hear these kinds of things that I'm talking about. You should not only get inspired, but then you should get up and do something with your life. Allah is not going to reward you with eternal peace when everything you do in the life of this world, you're seeking nothing but peace without effort. Peace without effort. It doesn't work like that. We have to earn peace, brothers and sisters, by doing something. And Allah asks us for very little, but he says that we get great strength and power for even doing that little. Allah asks us and commands us to have faith in him, to believe that he exists and to believe that he has all power and believe that he will help us. And Allah commands us to pray. The Muslims are commanded to pray 5 times a day. We don't pray to people. That's why when Allah tells us to believe in him, he tells us to pray to him, Allah. But he doesn't tell us to pray to the prophets. We are forbidden to pray to the prophets. Even Muhammad, who's called Khair Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers, all of the prophets, he's the best of them. We don't pray to him, pray to Moses. We don't pray to Jesus. We don't pray to Abraham, peace be upon all of them, David, Noah, Solomon, Joseph. We don't pray to them, Jacob. We don't pray to them. Salih, Shuaib. We don't pray to them. We don't pray to people. They're human beings. Those are the best human beings that Allah created for our leadership, for human leadership. But we don't pray to them. And we don't pray to angels, the mightiest beings that exist under Allah. They obey Allah in everything he tells them to do, he commands them to do. And they never flag, they never change, they never adjust, they never do nothing but obey Allah in whatever he orders them to do. Allah told an angel, Gabriel, to bring knowledge to mankind. And so Gabriel did that. That's what he does. He's the one who brings the knowledge. He carries the divine message of Allah. By Allah's will and by Allah's command, he brings that to mankind. But we don't pray to Gabriel, peace be upon him. We don't pray to angels, any of the other angels, Mikael, Matic. We don't pray to them. No, Matic is the keeper of hell. The people that won't do what supposed to do in the life of this world, they'll see Matic in the hereafter. They said that hell is so hot, so cold, so evil, so filthy, so horrible, so scary. They'll say, oh, Malik, please ask your Lord to give us relief, give us a break, just for a day at least. And Malik, they say that when Prophet Muhammad was taken on the ascension or on the night journey by Gabriel, Gabriel showed him many things about the creation, by the command of Allah. Allah willed this to happen. And when he showed him, he introduced him to Malik of Hill, the prophet, peace be upon him, noticed that he didn't smile. He would not smile. He didn't give him a wonderful greeting with a smile. And the prophet asked Gabriel, peace be upon him, the prophet asked Gabriel, why won't he smile? Why doesn't he smile? And Gabriel said he never smiled since the day Allah created him. He doesn't smile. And that's how stern and firm he is. And that's how he uses his might to deny people any break from hell and the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, I'm admonishing you, motivated. Stay motivated. Be motivated to do something useful with your life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that knowledge is no good if it's not useful. And he said, he is truly learned who practices what he knows. So if you know what's right and wrong, and you do, the average person has a whole lot of common sense. It's a great miracle. It's a great blessing. And it's a great gift that Allah has given for us to have common sense. Common that even the animals have it. You make a loud noise, that animal, through his instinct, he has enough common sense to flee, to run, to escape. If you put that animal in a bad position, or if you're in his territory and he feels threatened, he will use his fangs, he will use his teeth. He will use his power that Allah gave him to attack you. Get up off of me. That's what the animal is saying. Or if he's hungry and you're edible, and you are from many of the animals, he'll eat you. Brothers and sisters, we got common sense. Use your common sense. You say, I don't want to be no Muslim. I don't want to be no Christian. A lot of people like that, you know. I don't want to be at this denomination. I'll go to a different church. And they be seeking satisfaction. They be seeking help. They be seeking guidance. So if the preacher say something they don't like, they can go to the next church or down the street. There's a lot of churches in this country. By running away from a certain religion or running away, you can't escape. You cannot escape the will of Allah, because Allah has put common sense in your being to such an extent that it qualifies as a religion. The religion of do's and don'ts. The religion of you know better than that. The religion of I'm embarrassed by this. The religion of I'm ashamed of how I did this. So you have enough morals in your, you have enough morality in your being to be able to follow your common sense well enough to stay out of trouble, well enough to say to yourself, this is not working. I've got to seek a better way, and the better way truly has to be a better way, not just guessing and whims, not lies and falsehood. Look how they try to give you horoscopes and all that foolishness, superstition, to guide you. And Satan said to Allah, if you just give me some time, I will prove to you that people will not be grateful for the blessings that you put in there. They will not be grateful for your favors of things like common sense, of things like reason, of things like, don't I see I'm getting weaker? I should get up and get some exercise. Don't I see I'm getting sicker? I should start eating better. Stop instead of all that candy and sodas and popcorn and nonsense, sugar and too much salt. I should do better by myself. Where's the answer? Where's the answer? And you can listen to what the doctors say. There's enough information in society from the doctors and the learned people to know how to manage your health a little bit better, a little bit better. But brothers and sisters, the highest knowledge in the creation is how you manage your daily life as a human being in a way that will be pleasing to the creator of the heavens and the earth. So you don't want to be one who neglects Allah and rejects Allah, rejects the creator. When you reject the creator, you're rejecting your own creation. You didn't make yourself. You should know better than to not have anything in your being that calls to the powers that's higher than you. Oh, creator, oh, Lord, help me, save me, let me do better. You got to be asking Allah to make you better. You can't be asking for frivolous and nonsense and things that'll make you worse. Some people just pray for the money. Well, I'm here to tell you that society after society, over and over again, their money has changed. Some of the precious metals, some traded people, they do that now. They sell you in a minute. You better watch your children. Keep an eye on your doors and your locks. And keep an eye on your physical self. You better be a person who keeps an eye on somebody when they acting crazy out there, or you hear that, or you see that the society is getting crazier. You have to tighten up and do more and better of what you should be doing. I'm here to tell you that the greatest knowledge in the creation is in the Holy Quran. Some people say, no, I'll just go with the Bible. In the Bible is enough to save you, but you're going to get mixed up because it is not consistent with itself. Allah says of the Holy Quran that it is a book whose verses are consistent with themselves and whose verses are repeated and the verses are clear, and they have no doubt in them. They have no flaws in them. These are verses that are meant to give you guidance for sure, sure guidance, clear guidance. And it says, read and study as much as may be easy for you. So the Quran is a book that is easily understood. It doesn't give you reams and reams and pages of confusion that you can't figure out. There's a little bit of things in the Quran that are not clear to you, or not just plain talk to you. But the bulk of the Holy Quran is, Allah says, it is of established meaning. It is of established meaning, and it's clear and easy to understand. And it is knowledge that you don't have to debate about or argue about. It's a sin to argue over the verses of the Quran. But Allah says there are some verses in it that are allegorical, meaning they're not readily understood. But if Allah wills, he'll reveal those things to you. But Allah does say in the Holy Quran, no one knows its whole true meaning but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Isn't Allah's right to do whatever he wills if he made you? He made your teeny-weeny head that you think is so big, and that teeny-weeny head that you think is so big, it can do some miraculous things. I mean, look around at all of the earth's development, the physical development, the machinery, the structures, the buildings, the changing of the channels of the waterways, how medicine and other sciences make our life so much better all the time. Allah has given you miraculous knowledge and energy inside your being, inside your head. But you're not greater than Allah. That's why all the Muslims always remind themselves and remind each other. We remind the world, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That means Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. We're so fortunate. But don't try to put anything in worship with Allah or compare anything with Allah or say, I'm going to change my allegiance that I owe to Allah. I'm going to change my loyalty and start doing stuff that the world does because it's so dazzling, it's so beautiful, it's so rewarding, it makes me so happy. That's temporary. Allah says he's going to put you by, if you worship him, he's going to put you in a place that will make you happy forever and ever and ever. And he'll put you with your best friends and relatives. And he'll put you with the best things that you can imagine that would make you happy forever and ever. And Allah says that he'll put you with those best things, things that you'll recognize, and things that you can't even imagine. That's how much better they'll be and how much longer they'll last and how pleasurable they'll be. And you know how the life of this world is. You eat something sweet and say, you see a pretty big woman, man, whatever, of the opposite sex, and you say, oh, they're handsome. And the lady says, the man is handsome, and the man says, the woman is beautiful. And we get so much pleasure from that. Just from seeing a beautiful flower, just from seeing or smelling it. Oh, we got the five senses just going in the life of this world. But none of that is greater or more important than Allah. And we will not trade or change anything. We don't care about what they say the attributes of the statues are. You just can't imagine how Allah lets such fine words appeal to people about a rock or a piece of wood or a cross or a star or whatever, or about the our eyes see the sun. We say, oh, our eyes see the stars. We say, oh, our eyes see the moon. Our eyes see the diamonds and the rubies. Our eyes see the dollar bills stacked some hundreds. And we say, oh, brothers and sisters, you can't imagine what some people can say that will try to tempt you away from the way of Allah. They don't realize it sometimes, but they work for Satan. Sometimes they do realize it, and they don't care. They work for Satan so they can get paid more and more and bigger things and powers so they can be over you and turn around and enslave you, use you your whole life. The slavery that's in the Western society, they never intended for their subjects or their slaves to grow up or to get away. But Allah is the one who gives evolution. Allah is the one who lets you grow up. Allah is the one who lets you wake up. Allah is the one who will change your sight from non-sight to clear sight, clear vision, long being able to see far into something. Add something physical or into your situation, into your problems. Brothers and sisters, keep faith, because Allah is the Lord of all dimensions. We say the Lord of all the world, Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Lord of all worlds, all dimensions. And Allah controls them. And Allah, if you obey Allah, he will direct you into a place. It says it right in the Quran. He will direct you into a place where you will be satisfied. You'll be well pleased. Why am I talking like this? Because I believe it. And I want to get there. I need that. Don't you need that? To be someplace where you won't be hurting anymore, scared anymore, worried anymore, crying anymore, homeless anymore. No food, not enough food, not enough supplies, not enough nourishment, not enough love, not enough care. Don't you get tired of suffering? Don't you get tired of suffering?
Allah says that on his friends, there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. They won't be suffering. They won't be worried. They won't be scared. They won't be crying. They won't be grieving, because they won't be have-nots forever. Allah says he is going to test you now. He is going to test you. So I admonish you to stay strong. Stay motivated, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to myself as well as you. Let's stay strong. Let's stay motivated. Let's stay up. We're the Muslims. Allah says he will never give this life. He'll never give the unbelievers a way to triumph over the believer. So let's stay strong. Let's stay strong, believers. And let's be patient, like my son told me. No matter what happens, Dad, be patient. We have to be patient with Allah. Don't you know how good that sounds to hear your children or your relatives or your friends or anybody who loves you, somebody you really believe in, somebody you really respect? Don't you know how good that feels for them to tell you, don't worry, we're going to be all right? Yeah, the prophet and his friend, peace be upon them, Abu Bakr, I believe it was, completely encircled and trapped by the unbelievers. And they were running, they would run out of town. And the prophet told him, don't be afraid. He said, because Allah is with us. That's how it is. Allah says, I believe I said it right. That behold on the friends, ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Behold, listen, watch, understand. You got to understand. That's what it's talking about. Ala, you got to understand. This is the high point, is that on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor should they grieve. They must not grieve. They will have no cause. No real cause to grieve. I said, what do you mean you have no real cause to grieve? The life of this world make you squirm and cry and moan and stuff like that. But when you come to your senses, if you just stop for a moment and try to think into an area or a space in your mind that's a little bit clearer, you'll say, you know what? It could be way worse than this. I should be quiet. I should be thankful that it's not way worse than it is. It won't last forever, brothers and sisters. Allah says the ultimate return of all of you, all of us will return to Allah. And like my son said, he told me, he says, remember that that to Allah we belong. We come from Allah, and we have to return to him. All of us. Said when any prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, and it's in the Quran. This is a verse in the Quran. To say whenever calamity or death of someone or some bad situation or some bad things happen, you don't just say that when somebody dies. I know we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We say, to Allah we belong and to Allah is our return. You don't just say that when somebody dies. We say it then. But we don't just say it then. Allah says in the Holy Quran, whenever you face with various calamities, and Allah says, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tested. And Allah says in the Quran, don't you see how the, don't people, unbelievers and believers, don't we see how Allah changes the society, changes the family? People die. People are born. People are born in
in doubles and triples. And people die in doubles and triples and tens and hundreds. Give praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Give praise to Allah. That's what Alhamdulillah means. Give praise to Allah and thank Allah that he has given us and we're going to return to him. That we belong to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Inna lillahi, to Allah we belong. Wa inna ilayhi, and unto Allah rajiun, is our return. Yes. Let us remember that. Let's think about that. And don't think about it just when something bad happens. Think about that all the time. I belong to Allah. Why am I worried? And then look at other people who don't love Allah or don't care about Allah or haven't heard about Allah. That's why we have to increase our da'wah. Every time you open your mouth or every time you are around, you should be presentable as a Muslim in such a way that other people are affected. They're inspired, strengthened. So if they hear you say something, they should hear the clear thinking of Al-Islam, of our culture, of our religion, of our way of life. They should see the moral strength. People shouldn't do that. Why are they doing it? Oh, man, they let these people gamble. Look at the drugs increasing. You should remind them that the world doesn't have to be the torturous way it is. Doesn't have to be evil. Doesn't have to obey Satan. Muslims reject Satan. Muslims reject drugs. Muslims reject gambling and tear-offs and scratch-offs, what they call. We reject that. We reject running around in clothes that are unbefitting a Muslim. Unbefitting a Muslim. We reject relationships that are not healthy and not intelligent, that are not decent, that are not moral, that are not clean and acceptable to Allah. Anything in the Holy Quran Allah tells us to stay away from, we stay away from it. We are the people, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. We are the people who are the best community of people, the best human beings brought up or brought out or brought forward for the benefit of mankind. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi, inviting to what is good. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari, and forbidding what is wrong. Munkar, wrong and evil and wicked and sick and degenerate thing. We invite to what is good and we forbid what is evil. Wa tu'minuna billah, and we believe in Allah. People, when they hear us, when they see us, they should be inspired. They should be motivated. They should hear and see things that tell them, this seems like a person that invites the good. Because he looked good, he act good. He's standing up straight, acting decent, doesn't say crazy stuff, not cussing, not smoking, not drinking. And it's a person that when he see you doing something wrong, he say, I wouldn't do that if I were you, or no, thank you. No, thank you on something bad. People will see that you are a person who has strong morals. Where do you get that from? You got it from the creator of the heavens and the earth. You're in the design that he wants you to be in. He's the designer. You're in the design or shape. You're in the pattern, on the pattern that he wants you to be on. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and believe, and those who believe in Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, of the people of the book, there are some who believe in Allah, but most of them are perverted transgressors. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, some of them believe. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, but most of them are perverted transgressors. Brothers and sisters, we have to realize that we as Muslims are a very important entity. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَكَثَرَهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, men whom among them are some who believe, but most of them are perverted transgressors. Fasikun. wrongdoers, evildoers, liars, wicked people, false people who love falsehood, who bathe, they jump into it and bathe and swim around in it their whole life. Yeah, their whole life, just about their whole life. When they come up, they're just an innocent little child, and they grow, and they see what's going on in society. And if their parents are not there to help them and assist them and give them leadership, then they begin to, what we call, go astray. They begin to be influenced by this thing and that thing. And the next thing you know, they're jumping the elderly, stealing from the store, whatever. Acting crazy, teenage pregnancy, boys attacking the girls, jumping the ladies in the neighborhood, rape, murder. They've got so many guns in this society now. It's just common to see guns in movies, guns in the neighborhood, guns in the house. Little 3- and 4-year-olds are killing each other. These people think they got a religion that gives them light, eternal light. They don't realize that the things that are told to them are creating death, eternal death. They got a religion of death, a cult of hurt and harm and death. They believe that they prosper through their God dying. They believe that they get better because their God gave his life. But he didn't save the world. Look at this crazy world. So the idea of their story, the moral of their story, or the non-moral of their story, is basically that he died for nothing. He gave his life for a wretched, criminal, wicked. Where did that come from? The devil made it up for them. The devil's got writers, brothers and sisters. He's got thinkers. He's got very intelligent people. And some people think intelligent means good. It's good if you got intelligence, but it's even better. It's much, 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 much better if you got moral intelligence, goodness in your intelligence, doing good things with your intelligence. If you don't, you're just another troublemaker. You're going to make a lot of trouble because that smart mind will think of all kinds of wicked things to do instead of all kinds of good things to do. We got to get busy. So the devil's army of thinkers, his writers, they over there marching around in Hollywood right now. His writers, his people of the pen, they write you stories that lead you astray from the way of Allah. Our story is in the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, and it's all true. Given to us by the creator of the heavens and the earth, who want us to go the right way all the time. He doesn't want to lose any of us. Allah loves us. Al-Wadud, the very loving. Al-Wadud. But over there, the devil got his people fighting over the little money that he gives them. In some cases, a lot of money. The writers make money. For writing the stories, the lies, the falsehoods, the conjecture, the superstition, the nonsense. When you open up the paper or the internet and you look at the horoscope, somebody wrote that. Allah didn't prescribe that for you. Allah says he didn't prescribe that for you, the falsehood. And he didn't prescribe the stuff that those rabbis and doctors of law who are supposed to be leading you right, he didn't prescribe the monotheism. No. The monasticism, that means he's a priest. He claimed he don't want no woman. But we finding out that he claimed he don't want no sex. That's what I should say, because he'll take it out on anybody. He claimed he don't want no sex. He claimed that he doesn't do that. I don't want no wife. I don't want sex. But he's lying. We find out that they are hypocrites and lies. Allah said he didn't prescribe the stuff that they be writing and making up for themselves. He didn't prescribe the worship of statues. Allah said that's the biggest sin you can do is to try to join a partner with him and say it is divine or it's worthy of worship. That's the biggest crime you can do, sin you could do. It's unforgivable unless you, before you die, ask Allah's forgiveness and never practice that worship of idols again. You understand what I'm talking about, because we're not stupid people. We're the sharpest, smartest, greatest people on the face of the planet. Are we saying it about ourselves like Satan said, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better? No. Allah says we're better, we're better, we're better. He says not only are we better, are we better, he says we're the best. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. Not only are you the best, but you are so much of the best that you are here to give benefits and help to the others who will follow what you're talking about in your example. Oh, praise to Allah. Remember that, brothers and sisters? Don't let the society tell you you ain't nothing because they talk about how the sisters dress. Or they talk about that your name is Muhammad. Your name is Akbar. Your name is Ali. When they say Ali, they're thinking about boxing or something. When we say Ali, we're talking about an attribute of Allah. Al-Ali. That's one of the attributes, one of the names of Almighty God. Wake up, brothers and sisters. This is a beautiful day. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said that the Jummah day is more important than the Eid day. Jummah is more important than the Eid. Because that's the day that has been ordained for the Holy Quran to be preached. It's to be preached and taught. And that's the main day for communicating in an environment of togetherness. All of what Allah wants us to know that's in the Holy Quran and in this religion and in what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. It's going to be very short. We thank Allah for this guidance that he gives us. We thank Allah for all of the help that we get in your attending and your being willing to be a Muslim, act like a Muslim every day of your life, not every now and then. Not when you feel like it. The worst thing you can do is live in your feelings. The best thing you can do is live in knowledge, the truth, the guidance of Allah. And the best guidance that we have available to us is in the Holy Quran. It's in the Holy Quran. It's readily available to us in the Holy Quran. All we have to do is read it, pray to Allah that we understand it. We say, Rabbi Zidni Ilman. Rabbi, my Lord, zidni, increase me in the knowledge. Rabbi, zidni, ilma. That's what we say before we read the Quran. That's what's in our heart. We're looking for more help, more guidance, so we can go right and go straight instead of going wrong and messing up. Alhamdulillah. Don't hang up. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for his guidance and his mercy. Allahumma. We thank Allah for helping us. We praise Allah. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen. Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi. We thank Allah, we praise Allah, and we ask Allah's choicest blessings be upon his messenger, Muhammad, that he sent to us, and his family and his companions. Muhammad is the best of all, he's called Khair Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers who were sent for our guidance, for the guidance of mankind. And peace be upon all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for giving us this help, sending us this guidance. And we ask Allah to make us stronger, help us be stronger. Let us practice strength, just being strong. Let us for once, or maybe a few times in our lives, choose right instead of choosing the habitual things of the society. You know, habits are hard to break. Don't let these people get you into the habit of doing things like they do it. For once, break away from them and let us be on the course that Allah has charted for us from the beginning, which is the course of righteousness, the course of trust and truth, the course of decency, honor, integrity, the course of having strong will, obeying the will of the Creator for us to do right at all times to the best of our ability. And when we make a mistake, we ask Allah to forgive us and help us, save us. Let us be those who teach this religion. Allah says teaching benefits. Teaching benefits believers. When you hear truth, incorporate it into yourself. Don't wait for it to be some high important person before you say, oh, I can follow it now. Well, what are you following while you're waiting on a high important, high muckamuck person to come along and save you? What are you following then? Yeah, I'll tell you what you're following. You're following nothing but the habits of the world. You're going to do what everybody else do, like they say, monkey see and monkey do. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, if you don't act right, he says some people, he'll turn them into monkeys and pigs, swine. Some people think it's talking about physical, but the worst thing in the world is for a human being, for the human body, to act like an ape. The worst thing in the world, one of the worst things in the world, is for the human body to live like a hog, wallowing in misery and filth, getting up and cleaning yourself up. Brothers and sisters, clean up your heart, clean up your mind. Allah tells us to pray for forgiveness and pray for help for any disease that's in our heart. Any disease, any fault, any wrongness in our mind, any flaws that we keep following that we picked up from the world. Don't pick up these people's habits. You're better than that. Allah says you're better than them. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. That you are the best people brought up for the benefit of everybody else. If they see you, they'll see something that will give them the strength to get better. They'll see something that should give them the strength to try to do what you do. They'll see something that is the answer. Allah says, "La yatumnika bi mathalin illa dinaka bil haqqi wa asfana taqsira." One of my favorite verses. And that verse says that there is no question that has been or could be asked except that Allah reveals the truth about it. He answers it with the truth. And the best explanation, best way of seeing that truth, so that you'll have access to the peer guidance, the real guidance, the only real true guidance, and it'll give you the strength to overcome all these obstacles and burdens and tie downs and stuff that the world is putting on you. Don't you know their knowledge and so-called knowledge and the love for the material things is nothing but a tie-down, temporary thing to please you temporarily. Oh, you're having such fun. And most of the stuff that they call you to that's supposed to be fun, ultimately, is very destructive. Look around. Just look around with a real mind. I'm not going to tell nobody. Sometimes we act like somebody listening to us and looking at us. Allah sees you all the time. But it's the devil that make you think that if you live truth or espouse truth or run towards truth or live in truth, somebody gonna say something bad to try to embarrass you or discourage you or shame you or try to make you feel less than them. Those are nothing but psychological tricks. Tricks. What happened when the Egyptians threw their tricks out there? Allah had given the prophet named Moses, Musa we call him, gave him something that was so strong, and it gobbled up, it ate up their tricks, showed up their tricks. And that's what your truth will do for you. Truth will make your mind see and gobble up and distort and laugh at and put to shame the fake stuff that they be coming up with. When they come up with their sorcery and what do you call that, horoscope and all that stuff, your truth in the Holy Quran, your truth that you have in your common sense and nature, your truth is so strong, you'll say, I don't believe no nonsense like that. How can a star direct my minutes? How can a star tell me what to do? How can turning around so many times and clicking my heels together make me be special? Don't be a fool. They use the media on you to tell you so many lies. Those same writers that's out there marching today, they use their imagination. They use their imagination. They use their great intellect. And they throw down their sorcery tricks. But the truth that Allah has given you, it'll just wipe out anything that they fake. Any falsehood that they fake, it'll wipe it out. You better stay with Allah, brothers and sisters. We ask Allah to do what? To bless us to live the life of the Muslim and die, not die unless we die as a Muslim. Yes, we ask Allah to bless us to live like a Muslim and don't be dying in any other way except as a Muslim. Believing in Allah, Prophet Muhammad, who he sent to us, peace be upon him, was given for us to live so that we could be successful, the most successful people in this society, the most successful people on earth. It says, we believe in Allah. We forbid the wrong, and we call to all that is right. We are the best people evolved and brought up for and put in leadership in front of all of the other billions of people on earth. It's hard for you to think that way about yourself. You got to stop being down on yourself. You know, they taught us to be down on ourselves. They taught us to hate ourselves during slavery. They even teach that today, to be dissatisfied with how what Allah has given you. Instead of being thankful, Allah says if any are grateful and thankful, he'll give them even more than what he already gave them. You got to be appreciative for what Allah has given you because he has made you of the best. And if you appreciate Allah and work with that best, work out of that best or with it, in it, within it, work within that best character, morality, decency, honesty, integrity, sincerity. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said religion is sincerity. And he says it's simplicity. It's very easy to be sincere to Allah. And Allah will bless you with even more and more and more. It's going to happen. It's not waiting for you to approve it. Allah doesn't need you to approve what he does. He is the Lord of all the world. He doesn't wait for us to approve what he does and what he plans. His plan, no plan can stand against Allah's plan. We're told that Allah is the best of planners. Let us live like that. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Go ahead and live like that. If somebody comes to fight you or kill you for living good, he did nothing. He did nothing because the same route that he tried to send you through death, he got to go that route. But both of y'all going to have very different ends. Allah said, he'll never give the unbelievers a way to get victory over the believers. Realize that, brothers and sisters. Just think, use your glorious mind that Allah gave you. Allah gave you a glorious mind. The Islamic mind? The Islamic mind? Allah gave you the best mind. Use it. Of living the Islamic way of life as much as you can and see how much better off you are and how you look. Ramadan's an example of that. If you do your best to fast during the month of Ramadan, Allah has made every provision for you. If you can't fast, you can feed the poor. If you're sick, you're not supposed to be fasting when you're sick. Feed the poor. Feed the hungry. Give somebody some clothes. Feed them with something. Give them some money. Whatever. Give them some good direction. Sometimes you don't have money. Everything is not money. But everything is wealth. Allah has given you riches beyond your imagination that has nothing at all to do with money. Alhamdulillah. We're going to stop right here. I love to go on. We ask Allah to bless all of us. Bless those who are ill, inshallah. You know, bless them, get back on their feet, get their strength back in their bodies and in their minds, get their courage back, get their mental balance back. And we ask Allah, those who have passed on, for those who have passed on, we ask Allah to have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise, and forgive the sins of all of us, admit us all into paradise. Have mercy upon us and let us cling together and stick together and work together as much as we possibly can. Let us be a better people. And let us realize, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that when you give, he said, you're giving in zakat burns up sins like water puts out fire. That's good enough for me. There is something, an entity, a belief, a faith, an action, a divine power that if I give of something that I need myself, if I give of something of myself, if I give in zakat, if I give in sadaqah, if I give in charity, that it destroys sins. It'll destroy my sins. It'll take some of my bad deeds away from me. Like water takes the life out of fire. Alhamdulillah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means Allah, surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad, the messenger, peace be upon him. Or you believe, give you, all of you give the prophet the due respect, a salute of respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alay Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidu Majid. Allahumma barak alay Muhammad wa ala alay Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Fil alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. Oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad and his followers as you did. Bless and exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family. Surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives, mates, and children that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace. Grant us the grace to lead the righteous. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty, and grant us the grace to lead, and grant us anything that we have done that transgressed our duty, and establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. ربنا آتينا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of hell, hellfire. Amen. أقم الصلاة. Stand for prayer.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قام الصلاة قد قام الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Essentially, that is the call for all the believers who are present at the Jumu'ah to stand up and line up for prayer, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, in a straight line, like a wall. And Allah tells us in the Quran to stand up like a solid cemented wall, cemented structure, against the evils of Satan and the deeds that he tries to get us to do. Let us live the Islamic way of life, solidly. This is Salatul Jumu'ah two rak'ahs.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض ولا يمكنن لهم دينهم الذي يرتضى لهم ولا يبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir means you're telling everybody to say Allah is greater and more important than anything when we say Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. We are so pleased that you joined us today for the Jumu'ah prayer. Here in Los Angeles, this is May 5th, 2023, and it is the 15th day of the month of Shawwal, which is the 10th month of the Islamic calendar, and the year is 1444. So may Allah bless you and keep you and your family safe and healthy. Stay motivated. Keep working hard. Allah's promise to give you a good life. So keep up the good work, brothers and sisters, and Allah will bless you. Again, this is Muhammad Khatib in Los Angeles, California. I'm your imam for today. We appreciate the help of Blog Talk Radio in carrying our message out to the public all across the country. And we especially appreciate the director, our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. May Allah bless each and every one of you all. Peace be unto you this day and all days. And we, as we say in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum.